Well, welcome to another day of the First Steps Daily Devotional. Again, we're so excited that you have started following Jesus, and we hope that these devotionals help you on your way to this amazing adventure that you've stepped into. So the truth we're discussing today is the free gift of righteousness. See, there's this wonderful exchange that took place on the cross, kind of a great trade with Jesus. Listen to 2 Corinthians 5:21. Says God made him, and the him is Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. That is an amazing trade. So Jesus bore all of our sins on the cross, and in replacement to what we had, we now get the righteousness of God. So we have become righteous. See, Jesus made sin with our sinfulness, that we may be made righteous with his righteousness. He took all of our sin on the cross, and in exchange, we were given righteousness. So now we stand in a place of being in right relationship with God. This is nothing we earned, but something we received as a free gift. Romans 3:21 says, "But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe." So again, it's nothing that we did to receive this free gift of righteousness. It was given to us, to those who believed in Jesus. When you believed in Jesus, you opened a way not only for the forgiveness of all of your sins, but also to be made righteous by the sacrifice of Jesus as well. So now you are righteous. Again, not by anything you did, not by any price you paid, not by any good way that you lived, or by anything you did or attempted to do. You are because of the shed blood of Jesus on the cross. Romans 5:17 says, "For if by the trespass of one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?" So because you've believed in Jesus and what was accomplished on the cross, you now sit in a totally different place than you did before. You can approach the throne of God in prayer with confidence, knowing that your prayers are not only heard, but he answers them. You went from no relationship to all the rights of a son because you believed in Jesus. You were distant, but now you are close. You were a stranger, but now you are a son or a daughter. In Romans 1:17, it says, "For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." So the key to becoming righteous is faith. It's believing in Jesus and what he accomplished on the cross. See, there are two types of righteousness. There's the free gift of righteousness, which we earn through believing in Jesus. And then there's self-righteousness, which is all based on what we do and the things that we have to work hard for. There's this earning and this having to do all of these things incorrectly. But the free gift that we receive from Jesus is just that. It's a free gift. It's tied to what he accomplished on the cross, not only for the forgiveness of our sins, but also that we may be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. What an amazing thing. That means before we came to know Jesus, we had to do all of these things and works and try to perform, but they always fell short. But now that we're in Jesus, it's a free gift that extended to us because we believe in what he accomplished on the cross. Man, what an amazing truth that we get to walk in. It changes the whole playing field. It brings about a new light in the way that God sees us and the way that we get to approach him. So God sees us as the righteousness in Christ Jesus. He sees us as fully righteous because, again, it wasn't based on our merit, but it was based on what Jesus did. And as we've already talked, Jesus lived a life here on earth, free from sin, a perfect life, obeying the Father, doing the things he asked him to do, and then ultimately giving up his own life on the cross so that it could all be fulfilled. And in so doing, we were extended this gift of righteousness so that we could be in right relationship, which means God sees us not as the acts that we've committed or the sins that have already been forgiven, but he sees us as righteous. He sees us as pure and as holy because we were made that way through Christ. So how does somebody respond to this amazing God when we consider that we are now righteous before him? It means that just as God has put our sins as far as east is from the west and remembers them no more, that we would approach him in the same light. When we approach God in prayer, we don't come as somebody who just barely squeaks through the door, or maybe I could hide around, you know, a lampstand or something to get as close as I can. No, you have the full rights of a son. You have full access as a member of the household. And because you are righteous, you can walk right up to him. You can talk to him. You can be in his presence. He's close to you and wants to be even closer. Being in right relationship with God means that there's nothing that hinders us. There's nothing that separates us. As I said, we were far at one point, but now through Christ, we're very close. And we get to relate to him as a father who loves us and wants to grow in relationship and be close to us. So this free gift of righteousness is given to each one of us as we believe in the finished work of the cross. What an amazing thing. So I want to encourage you today, as you go about your day, to realize who you are. You are righteous, not because of anything you've accomplished, but because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross and made this great exchange with you. I hope you have a great day as you consider this.